And as usual, this time on Fridays, we talk a little bit of the harness racing industry. And this morning, I'm pleased to say we're talking to Greg O'Connor about a couple of meetings that on your back doorstep this weekend, Greg, at Tour at Addington.
Yeah, good morning to you, Smithy. This wraps up what has been a marathon winter for Addington Raceway. Of course, they've raced twice a week for the last basically 2 months, Smithy. Last week, we had the Winter Rewards Day where on Sunday, we had five races with $20,000 finals for horses that basically raced right through that period, accumulated points, and then turned up here on Sunday and had a chance to race for some really good money. And one of the star performers was a horse called Smithy's Terror, who's actually won four of its last five starts. He's by the mighty Terror to Love, who, of course, won three New Zealand Cups. And he may well be making his way to the IRT New Zealand Cup the second Tuesday in November. He certainly put his hand up over the winter, which sometimes you might say, yeah, he hasn't been racing against that much. But Smithy, on Sunday, he broke 3:10 for the 2,600 metres, an outstanding time at any time of the year, let alone in July. So he's certainly a horse on the rise. And for want of a Michael Guerinism, he often describes it when they win by a big margin, that one won by a cricket pitch. That's what he did on Sunday.
Wow, interesting. Okay, keep an eye out for that. New Zealand Cup, that's actually not that far away when you start to boil it down. Look forward to crowds being back at the carnival this year too, Greg, over that cup week, which will be great. Anything looking likely tonight or Sunday that we might like to take an interest in?
Yeah, well, Smithy's Terror comes out of the strong Robert and Jenna Dunn barn. Another one in tonight who's been racing great over the winter period has been a horse called Sounds of Cash. Takes its place in race five tonight. This is a horse you can put into your multi, Smithy. She's well down in grade. She's been awesome in behind the likes of Mikey Maguire and Smithy's Terror lately. Carter Dalgetty takes the drive. Now, what that means is he's a claiming junior driver, which allows her to get into a race below what her rating is. So she gets into the race beautifully. She's come up $1.90. I think that's about the right price. She has a really good turn of foot that she carries for a long way. So expect Carter to put her into the race, and she should be too powerful for this field. So that's race five, number nine, Sounds of Cash. In the very next race, master trainer Paul Nairn has a trotter called Resolve, who's building nicely towards another win. Race six, number one, currently 3:30 with the TAB. So maybe a small multi there. Smithy might come back about $6, $6.20. I think you could do worse than do that. So there's an eight-race program tonight into Sunday where they also have eight races. They kick off just after 1 o'clock. It's a lower grade meeting, if you like, but there's always an opportunity to make some money, Smithy. So we'll try and find one for you there. Race seven, number eight, Agui, racing really solidly. Sam Otley drives for Kevin Townley. He's a master with the trotter, as we know. So race seven, number eight, Agui, the one to back on Sunday.
Greg, before we ask you about Trot's Talk on Sunday, of course, you've got a very big carnival beginning tomorrow in terms of the jumping side of things. What the weather and track looking like?
Look, it's a really strong nor'wester today, and as you know, in Canterbury over the last month, we've had a lot of rain. So much rain, they had 300 mils for the month of July, which is a record since NIWA's been measuring such a thing, they tell me, back to the late 1800s. So that's an enormous amount of rain. But what we've had in the last 8 to 9 days is strong nor'westers, therefore a lot of drying winds, and that track will be pretty holding. It hasn't been used for a long time, Smithy, and of course this week, Grand National Week, they're only using it on the Saturday, grass only. Wednesday, just three jumping races on the grass, the other seven on the synthetic. That should allow the track to be at its peak for Grand National Day the following Saturday. So there is some rain in the forecast, but the track certainly won't be as heavy as what it would have been had the National been run maybe even a week ago.
Greg, just finally, your Trot's Talk on Sunday, you on deck?
Yeah, certainly am. Michael's actually whipping over to Victoria to do some work over there, so I'm on my own on Sunday. What we will have is a decent preview for the harness meeting at Addington in the afternoon, but I'm also going to have an extended talk to Matt Peden, who's part of the bookmaking team. They're about to release some odds on the race, which is raced in, of course, April or thereabouts for the Cambridge Raceway. It'll be the second running of that, so it'll be intriguing to see where they line up some of the Aussies that potentially could be here. We'll have a good chat about that and about the build-up towards the New Zealand Cup. Just at Addington next Friday night, the first of the road to the Cup will start, and it's a race called the National Handicap, and we're expecting to see plenty of horses back on track, as a few of them have been at the trials recently. So plenty of information. Trots Talk, we are on these days, Smithy, from 11 till 12. The reason the time change has come about in the last month, it allows us to talk to the participants who are potentially driving that afternoon. If you have them between 12 and 1, it sort of gets a little bit difficult to get them on air. So 11 till 12 every Sunday. If you miss it, go to hrnz.co.nz and it's up there for you to pick out the interviews you want to have a listen to. So plenty of information this Sunday, Smithy.
Yep, plenty of harness racing in store for us over the weekend at Addington. Greg O'Connor, thank you very much. Look forward to your contribution over the weekend. Cheers, man.
Good on you, Smithy. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Greg O'Connor there, folks. We'll have Mark Stafford very shortly as he's about to take over for this Friday.